Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a clean FX chain workflow in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, and we're doing it the smart way. Automation first. That means we do not start by loading up a bunch of random effects and hoping the track gets exciting. Nope, we start with a clean, punchy mix. Then we use a small number of effects in a controlled way to create movement, tension, and character. That approach is super important in drum and bass, because the drums are fast, the bass is huge, and the arrangement changes quickly. If you overdo the effects, the whole thing turns to mush fast. So the big idea here is simple. Keep the dry signal strong, keep the low end clean, and use automation to make the FX appear only when they matter. First, let's talk about the core sound. For a jungle or old school DNB loop, you usually want a solid drum foundation, a bass layer, and maybe some atmosphere or texture on top. Your drums might be kick, snare, hats, and break chops. Your bass might be a clean sub plus a mid bass layer. And your atmosphere could be pads, noise, or some kind of dusty texture. Before you add any fancy effects, clean up the mix. That's the first real pro move. Use EQ8 if needed. Cut useless low rumble from the kick. High pass the snare if it's too thick. Remove mud from the breaks, and make sure your atmosphere is not stealing space from the sub. If the mix is messy before FX, the FX are just going to make it messier. That's the rule. Now let's set up return tracks, because returns are your best friend for this style. We'll create three main returns. The first is a short drum room. This is for adding a little bit of space to snare hits, hats, and break chops without washing them out. Put reverb first, then EQ8, then utility. Keep the decay short, around half a second to maybe a little longer, with a small pre-delay. Filter out the low end from the reverb return so it doesn't cloud the mix. This should feel like a room, not a giant cloud. The second return is a delay throw. This is where you send certain snare hits, vocal chops, or FX hits for a quick echo moment. Use delay or echo, then EQ8, then utility. Keep the feedback moderate and filter the delay so it's not boomy or too bright. In jungle and DNB, a dubby delay that shows up only at the right moment can sound massive. The third return is your trash or texture lane. This one is for grit and character. Try saturator or roar, then redux, then EQ8, then utility. This can give your breaks that dusty, old-school bite, but keep it under control. It should enhance the sound, not destroy it. Now let's get the bass right, because in DNB the bass is the backbone. Keep the sub layer clean. Use utility to keep it mono, and don't load it up with heavy effects. The sub should stay focused and solid. Then on the mid-bass layer, you can do more. A basic mid-bass chain might be EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and maybe a tiny bit of chorus ensemble if you want width. The important thing is this. Keep the sub dry and mono, and put movement on the mid layer only. That alone will save you from a lot of beginner mistakes. Now we get to the heart of the lesson. Automation. Automation first means you use movement instead of constant wet effects. You don't leave everything on all the time. Instead, you automate filter sweeps, delay throws, reverb sends, dry/wet changes, gain changes, and feedback changes so the effects happen during transitions and key moments. That's what makes the arrangement feel alive. A great place to start is with a filter sweep in the intro. Put auto filter on a pad, break texture, or bass layer. Start with the filter fairly closed, then slowly open it over 8 or 16 bars. A little resonance can help bring out tension before the drop. Then pull it back if you want extra contrast. This is classic jungle arrangement energy. It starts shadowy and dusty, then opens up. Next, snare delay throws. This is one of the easiest ways to make your break feel more musical. Instead of sending every snare to delay, automate the send level only on the last snare of a phrase or right before a fill. Push the send up briefly, then pull it right back down. That tiny move can make the track feel way more alive. It's simple, but it sounds pro. For breakbeats, you want movement without losing punch. That's the balance. Use short room reverb and only send certain hits. Don't drown the whole break. If you want a more classic rave texture, you can even put a gate after the reverb on a return track to create a chopped ambience effect that can sound really cool when used lightly. Drum bus is another great tool for this style. Put it on a drum bus or break bus and use it gently. A little drive can add weight and punch. Crunch can help with attitude. Boom can be useful, but be careful, because too much boom can fight your bass. Use it like seasoning, not like a full meal. Now let's talk about arrangement contrast, because this is where the big drop energy comes from. A lot of beginners think a drop needs more and more layers. But in DNB, A bigger drop often comes from taking things away before the drop, not adding more stuff on top. So before the drop, maybe filter down the bass, reduce the drum reverb, remove some hats, or create a tiny pause. Then at the drop, snap the bass filter open, dry the drums out, and let the kick and snare hit cleanly. That contrast makes the drop feel huge. That's also why your effects should act like accents, not the main instrument. If something sounds exciting soloed but weak in context, lower it. In this style, the full mix matters more than flashy individual sounds. If you want more control, build an audio effect rack for transitions. You can make one rack with a clean chain, an echo chain, a filtered noise chain, and a distorted texture chain. Then map the key controls to macros and automate those macros instead of automating a bunch of separate devices. That keeps your workflow tidy and makes it easier to perform movement in the arrangement. Here's a good way to think about your effects in phrases. Every 4 bars, add a small detail. Every 8 bars, make a noticeable transition. Every 16 bars, make a bigger change. Every 32 bars, shift the section. That keeps the groove moving without overwhelming the listener. Let's cover a few common mistakes to avoid. Do not put reverb on the sub. That will blur the low end immediately. Keep the sub mono and dry. Do not leave delay and reverb wet all the time. If everything is always wet, nothing feels special. Do not overprocess your breaks. Old school drums should feel lively and punchy, not buried. Do not forget to EQ your return tracks. Delays and reverbs can create mud and harshness if you leave them unchecked. And do not automate too many things at once. Beginners often try to move 6 knobs at the same time and lose control. Start with 1 or 2 automation moves per section. That's enough to make it musical. For darker, heavier DNB, remember this. Darkness often comes from filtering, not just distortion. Use low-pass movement, narrow resonant peaks, filtered atmospheres, and controlled saturation. Keep the sub clean and let the mid-bass growl. Use delay as rhythm, not just space. And use utility to make small energy moves, like muting a texture for a bar before the drop or briefly lowering a return for impact. If you want a beginner practice exercise, try this. Build a 16-bar loop with 1 breakbeat track, 1 bass track, 1 atmosphere track, and 2 returns, a short reverb and a delay throw. Then automate the pad filter to open over 8 bars. Add delay sends only on the snare at bar 8 and bar 16. Use the short reverb lightly on the break chops. Mute or reduce the bass for 1 beat before bar 9, then bring it back in full. Add just a touch of saturator to the break bus. Now listen to how the loop changes using automation alone. Then challenge yourself to make the same loop feel more eerie, more aggressive, and more spacious, without adding extra layers. That's the skill. So here's the recap. Build a strong dry mix first. Use return tracks for shared reverb and delay. Keep the sub clean and mono. Automate effects instead of leaving them on constantly. Use short filtered ambience for jungle flavor. Make drops hit harder by reducing effects before impact. And think in phrases, so your arrangement stays alive. That's the automation first mindset. In jungle and old school DNB, automation creates excitement, not clutter. If you control your effects properly, your mix stays punchy, your breaks stay alive, and your drop hits harder. All right, let's move on and put that into practice in Ableton Live 12.